Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, all brought to you by QuiverGrip.com, a killer way to store your surfboard. Check out our commercial towards the end of the report on QuiverGrip.com. All right, surf, got a pretty week, or they're getting weaker every week, these little fronts. Now, we got a little front came in last night, cleared up nice yesterday, but no waves. Now the waves are starting to show up a little bit out of the northeast. We got a northeast wind. It's going to be kind of strong this morning. Then it looks like it's going to mellow out a little bit in the afternoon, turn more out of the east, and then be out of the east for today, pretty much. And building northeast little groundswell, not very big. It's got chop on it from the northeast, a little bump on it. Northeast swell, waist high, maybe bigger when the tide drops out. It seems like it's pretty high tide when I was looking at it and Swami was looking at it. Just looks like a little northeast wind swell. And with the mixed ground swell, and it's going to continue tomorrow on Thursday, and then kind of just sort of fizzle out as the winds are going to shift a lot quickly. They're going to go out of the southeast on Thursday, and about 10 to 15, maybe stronger. I've seen up there maybe some gust of 25 here and there around the state, but not constantly. So we'll see how that goes. So there'll be some waves on Thursday, but it's going to kind of be bumpy. Inlets would be the spot, but they're all closed off. So probably have Spanish House will be at any beach breaks that you can get to. But it's going to be kind of bumpy because the winds are going to be pretty strong out of the southeast. Then the winds on Friday go southeast to southwest during the day. It's going to shift. And us, the Panhandler boys up there, are going to get some wave. Not as good as they had a couple weeks ago, but they're going to get a big wind chop swell. Looks like Thursday starts to fill in a little bit. Friday and Saturday, definitely pretty long fetch for those guys up there. So there should be some decent waves up there. But the winds are going to be on shore pretty strong. So they're just going to have to see what happens. And there's going to be a wind switch Sunday morning. So you never know what's left over. And then they'll have some clean surf maybe Sunday. This is way out now because we're only on Wipeout Wednesday. But that's what surf looks like for us. It looks pretty quiet. The southwest winds are going to continue on Saturday, it looks like. And that means any surf here is pretty much going to be going by. You might catch something the right tides. So that's what's going on for surf for this week and coming into the weekend. We'll be back for Foam Ball Friday to see if Swami's right. And that little groundswell is filling in today. So get what you can. Might be on the south side of the piers. Are going to be semi-clean. All right, here's our Quiver Grip commercial. Check these guys out and keep the surf cam spree by letting them know you heard it or saw it here on The Guru. You guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya. A cure-all product for surfboard storage. It's the only surfboard storage solution you'll need. Quiver Grip installs just about anywhere. It's simple, safe, and secure location for your surfboards. Check them out at quivergrip.com.